Ender ate no breakfast. He wasn't hungry. Instead, he went to the bathroom and showered, putting his flash suit in the cleaner so it would be ready when he was dried off. He washed himself twice and let the water run and run on him. It would all be recycled. Let everybody drink some of my sweat today. They had given him an untrained army, and he had won. And not just nip and tuck, either. He had won with only 6 frozen or disabled. Let's see how long other commanders keep using their formations now that they've seen what a flexible strategy can do. He was floating in the middle of the battle room when his soldiers began to arrive. No one spoke to him, of course. He would speak, they knew, when he was ready and not before. When all were there, Ender hooked himself near them and looked at them one by one. "Good first battle," he said, which was excuse enough for a cheer, and an attempt to start a chant of Dragon, Dragon, which he quickly stopped. "Dragon Army did all right against rabbits, but the enemy isn't always going to be that bad. If that had been a good army, C-Toon, your approach was too slow. They would have had you from the flanks before you got into good position. You should have split and angled in from 2 directions so they couldn't flank you. A and E, your aim was wretched. The tallies show that you averaged only 1 hit for every 2 soldiers. That means most of the hits were made by attacking soldiers close in. That can't go on. A competent army would cut up the assault force unless they have much better cover from the soldiers at a distance. I want every toon to work on distance marksmanship at moving and unmoving targets. Half-toons, take turns being targets. I'll thaw the flash suits every 3 minutes. Now move."
"Will we have any stars to work with?" asked Hot Soup.
"To steady our aim." "I don't want you to get used to having something to steady your arms. If your arm isn't steady, freeze your elbows. Now move." The toon leaders quickly got things going, and Ender moved from group to group to make suggestions and help soldiers who were having particular trouble. The soldiers knew by now that Ender could be brutal in the way he talked to groups, but when he worked with an individual, he was always patient, explaining as often as necessary, making suggestions quietly, listening to questions and problems and explanations. But he never laughed when they tried to banter with him, and they soon stopped trying. He was commander every moment they were together. He never had to remind them of it. He simply was. They worked all day with a taste of victory in their mouths and cheered again when they broke 30 minutes early for lunch. Ender held the toon leaders until the regular lunch hour to talk about the tactics they had used and evaluate the work of their individual soldiers. Then he went to his own room and methodically changed into his uniform for lunch. He would enter the commander's mess about 10 minutes late, exactly the timing that he wanted. Since this was his first victory, he had never seen the inside of the commander's mess hall and had no idea what new commanders were expected to do. But he did know that he wanted to enter last today, when the scores of the morning's battles were already posted. Dragon Army will not be an obscure name now. There was no great stir when he came in. But when some of them noticed how small he was and saw the dragons on the sleeves of the uniform, they stared at him openly, and by the time he got his food and sat at a table, the room was silent. Ender began to eat, slowly and carefully, pretending not to notice that he was the center of attention. Gradually, conversation and noise started up again, and Ender could relax enough to look around. One entire wall of the room was a scoreboard. Soldiers were kept aware of an army's overall record for the past 2 years. In here, however, records were kept for each commander. A new commander couldn't inherit a good standing from his predecessor. He was ranked according to what he had done. Ender had the best ranking. A perfect one-loss record, of course, but in the other categories he was far ahead. Average soldiers disabled, average enemy disabled, average time elapsed before victory, in every category he was ranked first. When he was nearly through eating, someone came up behind him and touched his shoulder. "Mind if I sit?" Ender didn't have to turn around to know it was Dink Meeker.
"Ho, Dink," said Ender. "Sit."
"You gold-plated fart," said Dink cheerfully. "We're all trying to decide whether your scores up there are a miracle or a mistake."
"A habit," said Ender.
"One victory is not a habit," Dink said. "Don't get cocky. When you're new, they send you against weak commanders. Karn Karby isn't exactly on the bottom of the rankings."
It was true. Karby was just about in the middle.
"He's okay," Dink said, considering that he only just started.
Show some promise.
You don't show promise. You show threat.
Threat to what?
Do they feed you less if I win? I thought you told me that this was all a stupid game and none of it mattered.
Dink didn't like having his words thrown back at him, not under these circumstances.
You were the one who got me playing along with them, but I'm not playing games with you, Ender.
You won't beat me.
Probably not, Ender said.
I taught you, Dink said.
Everything I know, said Ender. I'm just playing it by ear right now.
Congratulations, said Dink.
It's good to know I have a friend here. But Ender wasn't sure Dink was his friend anymore. Neither was Dink. After a few empty sentences, Dink went back to his table.